This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hi.
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 I had a concrete pour. Let me get farther away.
Okay.
Sorry.
I think you're not getting a paycheck today. I'm just going off of how many weeks you kept getting a paycheck when you stopped working.
Yeah, I think they paid me like my vacation for the year and plus my sick days or something.
Oh, okay. That would mean that you will get a... That means you don't have any vacation this year?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, do you have the login info for your pay stubs?
No.
Can you get that?
I can try later. I'm kind of busy at the moment.
Okay. And maybe that would be a convenient time in one fell swoop to get your life insurance deductions removed?
What?
I thought if you were going to have to contact the office, you could ask them to remove your life insurance deduction.
Oh, well, I'll see. I don't know if it's allowed or not.
Okay.
There.
And then are you going to be able to get your retainer back?
I don't know.
So this actually is not working out between us with the dynamic setup that you're going to do everything because it's what I tell you to do.
Can you say that again? I did not understand.
This dynamic we have set up where you're going to do whatever I tell you to do.
Dynamically set up?
The dynamic, yeah, that we have set up. You know, the situation where you said, I'll do it, I'll give you everything you want, I'll do whatever you say. It's not actually a good plan. It's not working. In part because, like I told you yesterday, you're taking things that I'm telling you to do, and you're acting like the reason you're doing them is because I'm telling you to do them. When the reality is, they're things that just flat out have to be done because of the situation you've created. And so you get out of taking responsibility for the situation you've created and the fact that this stuff has to be done by pretending that it's your wife making you do it, and that's the only reason you're having to do it.
Another reason is
within the conversations where I, you know, communicate those needs to you, or I try to enforce, you know, you doing what you said you'd do, I think that you're exerting back at me a lot of the same types of blame shifting and manipulation.
Can you say that again? I can't understand you.
Within conversations that I'm having, with the setup that I'm the one who has to tell you what to do, and you're pretending
that's what
that,
you asked for.
I know. I'm trying to tell you that it's not working well, and what you just said was a great example of blame shifting.
No, it's not shifting blame. It's literally what you asked for.
I know, but that's not what this conversation is about. This conversation is not about trying to lay blame at somebody's feet or point fingers or make somebody feel guilty or say the situation is Aaron's fault and not Dustin's fault. Like, that's not the point of the conversation. I'm trying to talk to you about our situation and our dynamics and why it's unhealthy so that we can work toward making it healthier. That's what the point of the conversation is. So I'm trying to explain why it's not working. And you're trying to make sure that I get blamed for it, not you. You don't need to say, that's what you asked for. Like, I'm having a conversation about why it's not a good setup. I don't feel like it's exactly what I asked for. I do feel like I told you what Ted said, which is that if you want to remain married, then you shouldn't be arguing. And you've somehow warped that into making me the scapegoat for every responsible decision that needs to be made. But you certainly haven't stopped arguing. So you've certainly managed.
Aaron, I have stopped arguing. You haven't stopped arguing.
That's not true. That's called blame shifting. And it is arguing.
No, it's not.
That's called arguing, too.
Aaron, this is the same thing that you've literally always done.
That's called blame shifting and arguing.
I'm shifting the blame for things that I'm not responsible for.
That's called blame shifting and arguing.
And when you do it, it's not called that. I totally understand the point that I'm making.
I'm the one who's calling you trying to tell you information, not argue with you, but I'm trying to tell you information about why this is an unhealthy relationship dynamic and why I am still being abused by you. I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm trying to blame you.
Everything that you don't want to have happen is abuse and blame shifting.
That is blame shifting, yes. That is blame shifting.
Right.
That's what you're doing right now.
Me following the instructions that you have asked me to follow is abuse and blame shifting.
I'm telling you, you're definitely still arguing and you're definitely still blame shifting. Absolutely, you definitely are. And it's because you haven't gotten to the root of what causes your abusive behavior. In fact, you haven't even repented of your abusive behavior. In fact, I don't think that you've even taken the very first micro step in recognizing that the way you've treated me over the years and even recently is abuse. So there's no reason to think that you're going to stop doing it when you're not even recognizing it for what it is. So that's the reason that this isn't working out. And you're certainly not actually doing everything that I'm telling you to do. You're certainly not getting your retainer. You're not getting your retainer back from your attorney. You haven't stopped arguing with me. So don't say it's false when it's definitely true. You're only picking and choosing things that you know have to be done anyways because of the fact that you've made irresponsible financial decisions in the past. And you're latching onto exclusively those things that you have to do anyways and using me for the excuse for why you have to do them as if I'm the one who's controlling you. And then you're taking the things you don't want to do and you're not doing them. And you're trying to make me look bad for asking you to. So it's definitely not I'm doing everything.
I haven't said a word to anybody about anything.
No, I'm not talking about other
Literally.
People. I'm talking about yourself. Yourself. There's a lot of self-talk going on here, Dustin. A lot of self-talk.
Talk?
Self-talk. Self-talk. You didn't learn about self-talk?
Talk?
Self-talk? They don't teach about self-talk?
No.
The clinic?
No.
What do they call it?
Who doesn't teach self-talk? I don't know what you're talking about.
What do they call the messages that you give yourself?
I don't know either,
but you're certainly not seeing a therapist. And you're certainly not bothering to show up to
my therapist set up for next week.
Okay.
So your statement is false.
Don't speak to me that way. I said you're not seeing a therapist.
Well, then don't speak to me that way.
It's a true statement, Dustin. You're not seeing a therapist. I've
literally done everything that I can to get to a therapist, including setting it up at the first available opportunity.
That's fine, but you don't need to tell me that I'm speaking false statements when I say you're not seeing a therapist. That's rude and argumentative. You can't blame me for being the one who argues when you're the one who argues. It's not my fault that you argue.
Aaron, you only define things as arguments when they disagree with you, and if you say them, they're
no,
not
I said
arguments.
Something true, such as you're not seeing a therapist. And instead of saying that's true, it really took me a long time to get that set up. I'm glad that I finally got an appointment for such and such. Instead, you want to argue with me and say, that's false. Like, yes, you're definitely the one who argues for no reason. The only thing that ever started this whole, I'm going to do whatever Aaron says, was me and Ted saying that if you want to be married, you have to give up the arguing because it's fruitless. You're not actually getting anywhere with it. You're not accomplishing anything.
He meant both of us, Aaron, not we do literally whatever Aaron thinks is the thing to do, and Dustin has no life or brain or opinion ever. That's not what he meant.
He did. He literally
he meant,
said
he
never
meant
have an opinion
that
about
we can
anything.
Have different thoughts, and that could be okay. We don't have to always think the same thing and argue until that never happens, because we're not ever going to think the same thing about everything.
Right, but if what we're thinking is that your behavior is okay, and I'm thinking that your behavior is not okay, and then I decide that I can't live this way because it's definitely abuse, and everybody who sees it agrees that it's abuse, including professionals, and you agree that, you agree on your end that...
I have yet to hear a professional say that.
Behavior, because you won't... You didn't even come, Dustin. You didn't even show up. You didn't even show up.
What are you talking about?
You're not... You've not seen a single professional.
You and I have both agreed that that was not a professional setting for me to be involved in anyway.
That's not true. That's a lie.
I've paid for it.
No, you're lying. I never agreed that. It is definitely 100%
the
most.
Me and all the professionals that I have seen agree that that's not a professional.
That's not true. That's not true. You're warping
it.
You're completely warping it. You're acting like I've seen him as an individual, and he's my individual therapist.
You have.
No.
You have. You just said I haven't ever been to him.
I've seen him for marital counseling relative to this situation. It's not like I've said he's been my personal person who's learning about like my secret thoughts for the last 3 years. That's not the situation.
Well, he hasn't been thinking about my thoughts, and I haven't been to him.
Well, then you take I don't know how many sessions I've been to, 4 or 5. So you take 4 or 5 sessions with him, and we're even. But this is not my individual therapist. This is. Our couple's marital therapist that you and I saw 11 years ago. And you can absolutely get catch-up time with him if you care enough to do it. But all you want to do is smear the character of anybody who actually knows what you've done to me. So, no, we did not agree that that was an yes, you did. You called him unprofessional for being willing to see us as a couple. So, yes, you smeared his character.
He hasn't seen us as a couple. He saw you.
I know.
He did not see us as a couple.
You said he was unprofessional for being willing to see us as a couple.
Well, that's not my statements. Those are statements of the psychiatry professionals that I've dealt with.
But they think that that's my individual therapist.
They said under absolutely no circumstances should I participate in that dynamic.
I know, because you're pretending that that's my individual therapist that I'm bringing you into. And I went.
It is your individual therapist that you're bringing me into.
No, he said, Matt said, I have had individual clients before who have asked me to bring their spouse in, and I've said, oh, no, we can't do that. We're too far in. He said, but this has nothing to do with that. You haven't talked to me about anything besides your marriage, and it's only been a month. That's no different than any couple that any marriage therapist sees.
I don't know what else to say about that other than lots of people disagree with him. So
no, zero, Dustin.
And
zero.
I still said that I would go with you anyway until we find somebody that is independent.
You're still lying. You're still lying. You're still taking things that people have said and you're making them apply to the situation because you don't want to go see Matt Borer because Matt Borer knows what you've done.
No, it's literally got nothing to do with it.
It literally does.
No, it literally doesn't. Matt Borer has seen you for, what did you say, 4 or 5 sessions without me?
Exactly.
That's
so you could
completely
go to 4 or 5
contradictory
sessions with him.
To every, that's not the same as us going to 4 or 5 sessions together with
well,
somebody that
called,
hasn't been
what,
seeing one of us
what
first.
What if you called your guy who does the web, you know, the FaceTime sessions, and he said, sure, let me get an idea of what's going on first. Can I have 5 sessions with you and then 5 sessions with your wife? You'd say, forget you. You're the most unprofessional person I've ever heard of. Bye.
So even that would not be the same as what you set up.
It's completely the same.
It's no,
completely
it's not.
The same. This is
no,
same person that you and I saw as a couple 11 years ago, Dustin. It's our couples therapist.
Oh, that's
he's
got nothing to do with it, Aaron.
Okay, well, you didn't even show up, and we did not agree that he's unprofessional. That was you trying to mischaracterize.
I didn't show up because I was at work.
That was your
which
choice.
Which is what we agreed
that
to. You
choice.
Moved the session up
no,
several hours from
it.
What I said that I would go to. I couldn't
that's
get off of work to go
that, was your choice.
That early
that's
in the morning.
That was your
what?
Choice. It was your choice. It was your choice to not
it was also your choice to it was your choice to move it up from what you told me to go to.
Okay, and it was your choice to use that as an excuse to not show up. That's fine. You could have gone if you wanted to go and you didn't want to go, so you didn't go. But I'm saying that this is ridiculous and the reason that we're still arguing is
that
because
statement
you
was ridiculous.
Have not you have not repented of being abusive. I don't know
repented
if you've
repented of everything that I've actually
that
done.
I know, but do you recognize that your behavior towards me in any given year of our marriage, just pick one, pick 2005, pick 2008, pick 2015, it doesn't matter what year you pick, your behavior towards me was abusive in many categories of abuse on many levels. Can you agree to that?
I don't know. I haven't
okay.
encountered anybody professional that would agree to that, quite honestly. And if it's true,
I think
then
no, Ted would. Ted absolutely would.
So
unequivocally, because he doesn't.
That's
know.
Why I'm interested in a, like an objective marriage counselor.
Unequivocally, Ted would.
It sounds like you're not interested in finding one, which is what we had
that's
actually
not
said
true.
We would do.
It's been like a week, Dustin. A week since
okay,
I said you
and
told
I,
me that there's this person. That
more important than any of this,
something.
I need to find an individual counselor, and I have been working on that, and it has been very difficult, and I finally have one. So now that I have an office to go to, I can find out what their marriage counselors are like. But
okay. In the meantime, I don't think that this dynamic is working because you are abusing me. You are being manipulative. You are arguing. You are harming me. And it's not
I
okay.
You. I've literally given you every
do you understand
bit
that
of my income.
Information and you're just wanting to argue.
I'm not arguing. I'm
no,
telling you factual information. I've given you literally every bit of my income except $100 a month for me to eat, which is not enough.
You're being manipulative. You're not giving it to me, Dustin.
That's
you're
not manipulative. That's
pay down. You're using it to pay down your credit card debt. It's not going
I'm
to
using
me.
It to pay down our credit card debt.
No, your credit card debt, Dustin. You're the one who ran up all that credit card debt. You're the one who did it, and that's where your money is going. And I am being a servant to you by helping you to funnel your money where it belongs because your behavior with your money was completely out of control. Completely.
Well, I don't agree with that.
Completely out of reality. You don't have to agree with it, but you do know that you're still buying weighted blankets and meals at Chipotle when you're $150,000 in debt.
you do know that the debt service alone
is more than
$1,300 a month. You know these things. You know that you're completely out of control.
I don't agree with you.
That's what I'm saying. You're so out of touch with reality, you don't even recognize how crazy 30% interest rates are. You
that's
don't even
true.
Recognize that you have to stop the discretionary spending in order to pay it down, and it's going to take years. And it's
going to
take
that.
tens of thousands of dollars going down the tube because of the fact that you can't pay off this credit card debt because your spending's out of control. So you're not doing anything amazing.
Come up with a much more responsible plan than that, but
I've
literally let you choose what we're going
to
do.
I have to leave on $100 because my wife's taking my entire paycheck to live it up and pay off the credit card debt she didn't even know about until September. Like, that's not what's happening, Dustin. You're taking the fact that you've been completely irresponsible, and you're using it to make yourself look like some kind of hero and make your wife look like some kind of stingy gold digger.
There's nobody
like,
that knows about this.
I know, to me. I'm
literally
talking about in between you and I. In between you and I, you're to your own brain, you're making yourself look like a hero. That's some extreme denial.
I don't know what you mean by hero. I'm just describing facts of the situation. That's like literally what's happening.
There's no hero about it.
It's got nothing to do with anything.
The way you're using it to say that you're giving your wife the money when in reality the money's going to pay off credit card debt that you spent on luxury items, yes, you're absolutely in denial. You're absolutely, to you and to I, trying to make yourself look like some kind of a martyr when you're a predator.
I'm not a predator.
The way that you're working the situation, you are absolutely a predator. You are.
I need to get back to work. Is there something that you want me to do?
Yeah, without interrupting, I could tell you why this dynamic is not working so that we could have something healthier, because you can tell this is not healthy. I'm trying to make it better. So instead of interrupting me, you can hear me say that this dynamic that you, not I, have come up with, where you, not I, decide that you are going to do everything that I tell you to do, and then when I tell you that we need your retainer back, you won't do it, and then when you twist things around on me, and when you blame shift on me, and when you argue with me about things,
okay.
It's
nobody
not
ever
healthy.
Said that
those
I would
things,
not
please
do
don't interrupt
it.
I'm trying to explain to you why this is not a healthy dynamic, so that we can have a healthier
you keep
relationship.
Saying false things,
I didn't call
Aaron.
You, so
you...
That you can argue with me. I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to explain to you the situation so we can make it better. I'm not arguing.
But
you
keep
with
saying
you.
False
I'm
things. You're not describing
you're
the actual situation.
Justin, can you stop arguing?
I can't stop arguing when you can't say the truth.
Would Ted say that that's a healthy thing for you to say right now? Interrupt your wife, yell at her, and say, I can't say what I think when this is the truth.
He would say that you need to stop arguing, Aaron.
I'm not arguing.
He would say that you need to stop arguing. That's what he would say.
I'm not.
I know. You're not ever arguing, Aaron.
I'm not, Dustin. I've got something that I called to tell you. And you're interrupting me over and over and over and over. So you're the one arguing. Ted would say, your wife is allowed to have that perspective. And you can listen to her and know that it's not true if you want to feel that way. But you don't have to interrupt her and yell at her and call her false. You can hear what she has to say. So I'm telling you, it's not a healthy dynamic. I'm telling you, you're not actually giving me everything that I asked for. I'm telling you that you're picking and choosing what you want to do so that you can feel like a martyr or a hero when really it just has to be done anyway because of your past irresponsible decisions. And you're picking and choosing what you don't want to do because having a retainer with your attorney gives you power and control over me. And that's the way you want to keep it because power and control means everything to you because you are and always have been an abuser. And it doesn't really do us any good to go to marital counseling if you don't think that you're an abuser. And it doesn't really do us any good to be talking to one another on the phone when you don't think that you're an abuser. And it doesn't really do any good for us to pursue ever being together in a room alone again when you don't think that you're an abuser. You are going to have to come to terms with the fact that you have done all kinds of things, over a wide variety of things, to maintain power and control over me. And you specifically need therapy and you specifically need rehabilitation in the areas of relinquishing power and control so that you can stop being a domestic abuser. And until we're there, I don't see us ever being together. So you want to say that you're willing to do everything that I ask you to do right now, what I'm asking you to do is admit that you abuse and get help for being an abuser. And if you're not willing to do that, then don't ever say that you're doing everything I ask you to do. Because it's not
That's
true.
Not possible, Aaron. I'll go to marriage counseling with you, and you can convince them that I'm an abuser. That would be great. Live in counseling to try to convince them that I'm an abuser, and they wouldn't hear me. So
if you want
to participate, that would be awesome. If you aren't going to participate, it's not going to work. So
here's a great idea. Why don't you call the domestic violence
hotline? I don't know what else to tell you
Say, hey, domestic violence hotline, do you recommend that abusers and their victims go to marital counseling together? Ask them that question.
Aaron,
I'm not going to work. Joking.
You're literally.
No, I'm not even joking. Call them.
If we're in some abusive relationship, then you shouldn't be in the relationship. Obviously.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. But
then that's
them,
what I'm
what
trying to tell you. Obviously, I get.
No, I'm not. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. You are going to look up the phone number for the domestic violence hotline. And you are going to ask them.
That makes zero sense, Aaron.
It makes perfect sense.
You're pretending that there's some foregone conclusion that I'm a whatever you think it is that I am, a financial abuser, a sexual abuser, a physical abuser, an emotional abuser.
I'm not saying it's a foregone conclusion. I'm saying call the hotline.
Yes, you are.
I'm not saying it's a foregone conclusion. I'm saying call the hotline.
Then what point does the hotline have to do with anything when
it's down to you
if we're going to get help or not?
I'm not saying it's a foregone conclusion. I'm saying call the hotline and ask them what they recommend.
It doesn't make sense for me to call the hotline.
I'm not saying it's a foregone conclusion. I'm saying call the hotline and ask them what they recommend a man does when he's being accused of being an abuser. And ask them, do you recommend that he require his wife to go to couples counseling with him?
What? They're going to say, no, we recommend the wife leave the husband.
That's what you're after, then I can't help you.
I've done literally everything that you've asked me to do.
That's a lie.
If you're
that's
after...
That's a lie. You keep saying it. You didn't get your retainer back, Dustin. You can't keep telling lies.
I've been at work.
You're lying.
You have, like, zero concept, like, less than zero of the amount of stress and other emotional craziness that this whole situation has brought on me. But if you think that you're going to call me one day, and the past month you've been using our joint funds to shop attorneys, and paid your existing attorney current money, and you're keeping an existing divorce case against me, but then you're just going to call and be like, I want you to fire your attorney and get the money back and give it to me, then expect that I can just do that at the blink of an eye with all the other crap that I'm dealing with. I think that's completely ignorant at best and abusive itself at worst.
It's abusive if you're telling me that you're going to give me everything in a divorce settlement, and that's not definitely your plan you've committed to, then telling me that is abuse.
Because I already have told you that.
Then that's abuse. So definitely, 100% without question.
It's abuse to give you all of our assets and children. And
to say that you're going to do that when
you... And literally everything that you come across, Aaron, is abuse to you. That's why this is...
No, to everybody. across the board, 100%.
Everybody's going to think that me giving you all of our assets is abuse.
But you're not actually doing it. They would say, well, why does he need a
$13,000 return? You haven't given me a document to sign saying you actually want to get divorced. I thought we were trying not to.
I did. You were served a petition back in, like, November or December. You have the document.
That document doesn't say that you're getting everything, and you have represented to me that you didn't want to get divorced.
Well, then why do you need the retainer? I mean, you're being ridiculous. The reason that I had
Nobody
to pay
said that
money,
I need the retainer.
The reason I had to pay Mike money was for services rendered before you even went to Honey Lake Clinic. And the reason that I had to pay him money was because I didn't give him a $15,000 retainer in the first place. So I have no, literally right now, Dustin, I have zero money invested with any attorney in the world. Zero. Zero. You're the one who's retaining money and not allowing us to pay off credit card debt. Because you're the one who needs the best lawyer in the world just in case your wife does what? I mean, what can I even do when you're saying you'll give me everything? It doesn't make sense. So for you to claim that you're giving me everything while you make us pay crazy interest rates on credit card debt because you need this huge retainer with a bulldog who's going to fight for you, that's abuse. That's absolutely ridiculous manipulation on your part to make me think that you'd be willing to give me everything so that I think that it's safe to be with you when in reality you're trying to retain the right to fight me tooth and nail. I mean, it's just crazy.
I'm not, and I gotta go.
Okay. Well, just keep in mind, there is literally zero people on the face of this planet who know our situation who have said he's not an abuser. Zero.
All right.
And I am including Ted, because everything I told Ted, he seemed to understand. It sounded like you were an abuser, but it wasn't long enough for the conversation. And I definitely
didn't
tell
him that with me.
Because it wasn't a long enough conversation. I could have, I mean, in 20 minutes, I could have been making it all up. He has no way of knowing.
He still has no way of knowing, Aaron.
I know. But I'm just saying that
doesn't mean
in any way that Ted can understand what happened and think Dustin's not an abuser. There's no reason for anybody to think that. Everything that I said, he completely got. And that's why when he saw you, he said, I talked to your wife and I understood. Because it completely makes sense when you hear, oh, Dustin does these things that
that's not what he said.
Match every known. I know, but the reason that he was able to say.
Then why are you saying he said that? All right.
He said he understood better. He understood where I was coming from.
He didn't say I understood where she was coming from.
What did you tell me that he said he understood?
I understood why I'd have, like, a high regard for you or something. I don't know.
Okay. Well, he said that after a conversation in which I called you an abuser more than 10 times, and I named more than 10 behaviors that any person, upon hearing them, would label as abusive, and I told him there are more than 6 people close to us who have been able to recognize it as abusive. So that was the nature of the conversation.
They can't describe the nature of the abuse.
I can, and I did to him, and I'm just saying that's the conversation.
You can, nobody else can.
No, everybody, literally everybody who knows our situation, literally, 100% of the people who know, all can describe and label as abusive, 100%, including Ted.
That's interesting, because they never have, including Ted. Who I paid
well,
for psychological consultation and spent significant time with.
Ted doesn't know.
And
Ted
you're
doesn't
saying,
know. Ted doesn't know.
You're
Ted
saying
had
he
had
doesn't
had
know,
Ted
but you literally just said that he does know, so that's a little confusing.
So I'm saying Ted had completed more than half of his sessions with you, and he didn't even know that you had any debt.
That's not true.
Yes, it is true. He said he's in debt. Oh, I didn't know anything about that. I've been so confused about how a man works at a decent full-time job but thinks that he can't afford a cheap apartment somewhere.
I do think that I can afford a cheap apartment somewhere. The reason that I can't is that you do not work and I get all of my income.
Credit card debt. Say it with me. Credit card debt. That's why. That's the reason. If I went to work right now,
get back to work.
Would be going to work to pay off your credit card debt. That's what my salary would go for.
No, Erin, if we get divorced, then you're going to go back to work to pay your expenses.
No, it would be to pay off your credit card debt. Your credit card debt. Your credit card debt. Your credit card debt.
Nobody's expecting you to pay my,
quote-unquote,
credit card debt.
No, that's exactly what I'm going to have to pay. That's exactly what I'm going to have to pay.
Nobody expects that.
That's exactly. Yes. You already told me that you want me to take half of the credit card debt. And so if I go to work, that is definitely the first place that my salary is going to go.
If we get divorced, you're getting all of our assets and our kids. I'm taking our credit card debt. I don't know what else to give you. I'm not going to argue about it right now because I'm literally not doing my job, which is literally our only income.
Okay, you understand that you and I should not be talking. You understand that this is
fruitless. No, I don't understand that.
You think that this is a good conversation and healthy for us to communicate in this way?
No, I think that we need significant marriage counseling. But
No, we don't. You
This is stuff that you can text me.
You need reform from your abuse. And I agree. I don't think that you and I should...
Zero establishment that even exists.
That's not true. 100%. Not 99%, but 100% of people who know our situation agree. 100%. Without exception. Including Ted, who after a conversation about your abuse...
You just said that Ted didn't get to talk to you enough... I can't do this anymore. I gotta get to work.
Well, he didn't talk to me enough that he would be willing to go and tell you.
He didn't talk to you enough that he was willing to give me any sort of counsel or.
Exactly. Except I understand why he holds your wife in such high regard. He didn't say that, ladies. Clearly,
I didn't say that I hold you in high regard because.
Or that.
Because I'm an abuser and.
In that job. It was. I understand why you hold her in high regard. He didn't say that lady's clearly out to get you. He didn't say that lady's clearly out to ruin your life. He didn't say that lady clearly has
nobody
some kind of
that,
delusions.
Nobody
that's
said
what I'm
that.
Saying. He didn't say any of that.
So
he didn't say any of those things.
That's why he didn't say that. I didn't say that you're out to get me.
But those are the things that a person
nobody
would
said
say
that.
After. But those are the things that a person definitely would say, feel, and think after talking to a woman who has a delusion that her husband is abusive when he's not really. A woman who's having a delusion that her husband is abusive when he's not really would think, well, that woman's kind of a nut job, or that woman has delusions of victimhood, or that woman is out to get that husband, or that woman is trying to frame him, or those are the things that you definitely would say if you talk to a woman who is making out that her husband was an abuser. But when you talk to a woman who talks clearly and eloquently and thoughtfully and reasonably about specific actions that she has run through a high number of outside individuals to make sure that her perceptions are not off and is able
Erin,
to
your perceptions
label
are off. You're talking about things that have happened years ago that are not accurate.
I'm talking about things that have happened in the last 7 days. In the last 2 days. We're not talking about
I didn't know you talked to Ted in the last 7 days.
Patterns of behavior that were occurring at the time. I wasn't telling Ted
income.
Things that happened back in 2005. I was telling Ted how you reacted when I filed for divorce. And his reaction to hearing me speak about your specific abusive behaviors and being willing to label them as abuse was to say, I understand why you hold your wife in such high regard.
That's not something you say about a woman who's making up that her husband's an abuser. That's something that you say about someone whose claims actually make sense and are reasonable and are well thought out and are not meant just to hurt you.
Okay, I gotta go. So we're not going to marriage counseling?
Yes, I told you. Once you tell me, 100%, no matter what, this is the person who I will believe. No matter what conclusion they come to, I'm going to go with this person's conclusion. Then it's worth it to me to make
it.
Because what you're wanting to do is go to somebody for 1 hour a week where the two of us can sit in front of each other and you can make me look stupid for not trusting you. And the person can say, oh, we need to work on you trusting your husband. Or make me look stupid for arguing with you. And you can make the person go, oh, we need to work on you not being argumentative. And all the dynamics that look completely dysfunctional because I'm a victim of your abuse. And that could go on for 3 years before they figure out what's really going on. But if you tell me, I'm actually going to believe whatever conclusion this person comes to, even if they say Dustin's an abuser, even if they say these people need to never be together again because he is really treating her badly, if you're going to trust that person,
Aaron,
then
if that's what you want, then just do that. This is
well, what do you think
crazy.
I want, Dustin? What do you think I want?
I don't. You want to keep going like this? I don't.
No. Nope, try again. What do you actually think I want?
I don't know, but I can't do this.
I want you
right
to
now.
Recognize
to
your
work.
Abuse. I want you to recognize your abuse. I want you to repent of your abuse. I want you to repent of your abuse. I want you to reform from your abuse. I want you to go through abuse prevention rehabilitation program. I want you to assemble a team of people around you who are going to hold you accountable for not abusing your wife, and who you're going to trust that their judgment is better than your own because they are non-abusers and you are an abuser, and they can see things that you cannot see. And I want you to maintain that accountability for the rest of our lives so that we can model a healthy marriage for our kids instead of a controlling marriage for our kids, so that when they grow up, they don't have to have dysfunctional relationships and heartache. So you know what I want, and you don't have to say, well, then what if...
Yeah, I don't see... I don't...
You know what,
what
I want. So you know what I want, and you don't have to pretend that I want to divorce you and I want to split up. You don't need to pretend that because you know the truth. You know the truth of what I want. You know the truth about my character. You know the truth of why I'm in this. You know the truth.
So are you canceling the divorce lawsuit that you have against us?
No.
Okay.
Because that's, you wanting me to do that is just you maintaining power and control. You want to put me in a position where I'm stuck with you. So that you can treat me however
you're
you want to treat
me.
That's called abuse.
If you give me the paperwork to sign,
okay.
I will sign it.
Well, what's ironic is what's going to make that necessary is that you won't use your retainer to help pay off our credit card debt. I mean, at this point, it's silly.
I have to go.
Is that what you really want at this point, Dustin? Do you want to just, like, be done with all the drama and just be able to work your way up in American Classic and just live in a cheap apartment and chink away at your credit card debt over the next 30 years with your own salary?
What?
And not have to talk to
why
me
would I want
and
that?
Have scheduled visitation with your kids? That's what it sounds like you want. You're telling me how this has all been so
that.
Awful for you, and that I have
0% chance
zero,
of doing that.
I have less than 0% concept of how much stress this has put on you, like that this is terrible, and you keep diverting to telling me to give you papers to sign.
No, you keep acting like I'm trying to take something from you when that's.
I don't know what you're talking about. No, I'm saying
I can't do this with you. I have to go to work.
I'm trying to pay off your high-interest credit card debt, and the retainer would really help with that right now. That's what I'm saying. And you're trying to make me look bad for not dropping my petition.
Okay, then don't.
Like, there's no reason, if what you're saying is true, there's no reason I can't just leave my petition outstanding and you get your retainer back. There's no reason that that should be a problem.
Right. All right.
Because then we can make our bill.
Is there anything else?
We can lower our interest rates. I can trust that you're not out to fight me in court. Like, we can establish those things. Will you call the hotline today?
What hotline?
The domestic... It might be the domestic violence hotline. The national one.
Yes.
And you just ask them, what do you...
I gotta go.
What do you do when many people keep calling you an abuser and you just don't see it? And
okay.
They'll tell you.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.